We pull into the dark gravel signage. It's just a deserted plain house for plain folks on what is now a major highway. The white paint peels from the siding. I remember pulling into the driveway when I was past curfew, the light in my mother's bedroom flowing, the way I could simultaneously dread and love the thought of slipping through the front door, pouring a glass of water, and crafting an elaborate lie to explain my late arrival. Ike is sleepy. He's wearing my rain jacket, though it's barely raining. RVs are pulling into the Walmart parking lot for the night. The smell of wet leaves makes me sick to my stomach with nostalgia. The boxwoods are overgrown and shapeless. "Hold my hand," I say to Ike. "Stay close." The screen door is still intact, though the screen itself is punctured and webbed over. I stare into the dirty glass of the front door. I try the knob. Locked. I break the front door pane with the butt of the knife I carry in my purse and carefully reach in through the mouth of glass teeth to turn the doorknob. "This is weird," Ike said. "I'm scared." The damp carpet heaves underneath my feet. The house smells like a cave, and yet like home. Windows are cracked. Sills are covered in dead wasps and crumpled spiders. There is mold on the drywall and water spots on the ceiling. The stove and toilet have been ripped out. Ike starts to cry. "It's okay," I say. "I just want to stay here a minute." I lead him to the back of the house, down the hallway which still feels more familiar to me than any I know. My bedroom, with its pale pink walls, looks small, barren. "I'm sad that you lived here," Ike says, still crying. "It wasn't that bad, honey," I say. "This was a beautiful house." The crown molding my father installed is still up, though one piece is loose and sags. I remember him getting up early so that he could work on it before heading to the factory. It was my mother's birthday present, crown molding for my room. My father died on the steps of the tool manufacturing plant, a heart attack. The doctor said it was a birth defect, that he was born with a weak heart, and now the building is empty, abandoned, as if all his work was for nothing. Mom's grief was as long as a river, endless. I walk back to the kitchen and climb onto the green plastic countertop. Ike watches me, curious and confused. I remove the valances Mom made in the early 80s, dried bugs falling from the folds of the fabric into the sink below.